Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
10% off of $10 would be $1.
20% would be $2. I'm so good at that stuff.
Okay, what's 20% of 30? What's 20% of
$6?
What's 20% of 74?
Probably like $14 and some change. Right?
Believe women. I trust you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I can bring you in some tissues if you want.
Do you want a tissue?
I can get you a tissue. That was just like a weird situation.
You should get a tissue.
No, I mean like as an adult, I don't need a tissue.
Well, as an adult, do you want to pick your nose on camera?
As an adult, I'm entitled to do anything with my nose that I care to
totally.
Do.
Totally.
You can pick your friend.
Just own it.
You can't pick your friend's nose.
Okay.
You can't pick on your friends for picking their nose on the camera.
Okay, so to clarify, you won't be getting a tissue no matter the circumstances for the next hour.
I might get a tissue.
Too. Okay. Just, okay. I also want to preface.
What? Here, there's something in your hair.
Thank you.
Got it.
I'm air drying today, so just bear with me.
Your hair?
Yeah.
Cool.
I showered this morning.
Cool. I'm cool with that. I'm laid back and chill.
I just want to see that I did a juice cleanse yesterday.
Yeah.
So today's going to have to be very go with the flow. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So just bear. Can I tell you a little bit about the juice cleanse?
Sure.
Started my first juice at around 11. Because that's
PM
what time
or
I.
AM?
PM. AM. AM. In the morning. That's what time I would usually start eating.
You wouldn't want to have a juice
no.
that's going to cleanse you and then lay horizontally.
Yes. No. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. I'm just
had
guessing.
That juice. At like 11. That juice was fine. That was like an almond, milky, vanilla one. Then we moved on probably about 12:30 to the greens. That one was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one was beets. That one was a little less fine. And so I had to take matters into my own hands and I convinced myself that I can eat as long as the food itself could also be found in the juice.
You gonna munch on some beets?
What I did
from your garden?
I ate a salad that was in my trash can with my hands because I was so
it really but juice cleanses,
so in such a frenzy.
Juice cleanses really bring out like a very primal area
on the
our,
floor, digging through my trash can. Scary.
Yeah.
Then I had a panini at like 5.
And
so I'm gonna have the rest of the juices. Sorry, that was a juice cleanse. Gonna have the rest of the juices.
Juice cleanse. What's it taste like coming back up?
Gonna have the rest of the juices today.
Probably the same.
But not the beet one, because that one was just...
All right, well, I've always had these eyes right here.
Yeah.
I've never had the same old eyes I've always had. They've always looked a little discolored to me. And it's like not genetic. I think it's probably lupus.
Uh-huh.
But I... jaundice. But I... looked up how to whiten the whites of your eyes, and it was like beet juice.
Oh, yeah.
So I was drinking straight up beet juice, like raw dogging it for months, and it tastes like dirt, like liquid dirt.
It tastes like dirt.
Like,
that's
I really don't,
was.
There's no other way to explain it, and it is thick, like thick liquid dirt. It
thick
is
liquid dirt. That's exactly it.
It's the nastiest shit. I can drink almost anything, and I would send my friends same time every night, just here's my 100% beet juice, and I go, pee would be blood colored. Wow. Yeah, because it just goes right through.
I couldn't even drink it. What's crazy is that we 100% know what liquefied dirt would taste like. Even
well, we both saw eye to eye just now.
Yeah, love
with
when we
do that description. Love it when is we crazy. I would just. Oh, and by the way, it was debunked. Beet juice is like really horrible for you. There's a lot of sugar in it, so I was drinking just absolute bullshit for 2 months. Yeah. It didn't whiten the whites of my eyes. Look, I'm sicker than ever.
Canceling beet juice.
Beet juice
on this
is canceled.
Podcast. I don't like beets in general, let alone beet juice.
Do you like this beet? Boom, booch, boom, boom.
Can I ask you a question?
Does it make you shake your?
Yes, I'm
shake your
shivering in me timbers. Can I ask you a question? Why does that say Brooke dubbing ceremony?
Well, we'll get to that. Dubstep. How do you feel about it? Just kidding. Check behind your chair, m'lady.
That's so scary. Oh, I'm going to get tangled. Oh, my God. Connor, what did you do?
Oh, yeah. You guys.
I'm seeing like.
I think you have to get on your knee, unfortunately.
But can I just
sit? I think you should probably kneel because it would make it. It would nullify the
that wouldn't be a good
ceremony.
Look.
Well, it's. I think we're good, right, on the cameras?
Okay.
So I dub you.
Okay.
Lady Brooke.
Thank Everett. You. How did you do that?
So I bought you a plot of land.
Oh my God, Connor!
In Ireland, for audio-only listeners, Brooke is officially
hereafter referred to as the lady.
The lady,
Connor,
Brooke Averick.
Thank you. Averick. No, you got it right the first time.
So now it's. I know Averick. I know. I always second guess myself. You got to go with your gut.
You have to.
We are now.
Thank you, Connor. And it's my birthday next week.
It's now Lord and Lady BNC MAP.
That is so kind of you.
It's now LNL BNC MAP.
Yes. So. Thank you. That's really one of the nicest things anyone's ever done for me.
Of course.
I'm going to frame this.
That's not the official.
We should hang this up here when we get the chance.
It's coming in the mail. So that one was printed here, but there's a card stock one coming.
Can I? How much was this?
I think it's... like $50 for a one.
That's so nice.
One by 1 foot thing. Well, no, don't get too excited because I did opt out of the planting the tree next next to our site. Only because I don't know.
Wait, so what do we have then?
Well, because you know how like Jewish people get their.
I have one.
What?
A tree?
No.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
I was going to say, you know how you guys all have your family plots when you die?
Do you not?
No.
What do you have?
I don't know.
You do. That's not like a Jewish thing.
No. My family doesn't need to. We just spent 3 days together. We don't need to be buried next to each other.
I know, but I think it's typical that family members get buried next to each other.
I thought it was like a Jewish thing.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You already have your plots next to your family?
No.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think our plots are next to each other because. Let's
see. That kind of sucks. No offense.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we could yell.
I would love to.
Ireland
be next
is
to
pretty
you.
Small.
Yeah.
Hello.
We should go to Ireland.
Yeah, we have to find it.
The camera crew to find our.
So you are plot E7292740. It's hard to tell if that
is
would be near me.
Is this the gift you got me from your targeted ad?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That really means a lot to me, Connor.
I am. That's my love language, is giving gifts.
That's so, thank you.
Just kidding. It's receiving gifts. So.
Well, next week, you don't even know what's
okay,
coming
cool.
for you.
That's exciting. You know what my love language is not?
What?
Physical touch.
I do know that.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
I know. And that's okay.
Anyways, I was excited to start with that.
Thank you. That was an awesome opening. And I'll treasure that forever.
Good, my lady. I got to stop saying that. It's actually making me. Feel gross.
Feel a little gross.
My lady.
I kind of like it.
Well, I don't like my lady. I would say like my.
How do you feel about my lord?
My lord?
Yeah.
My liege? I don't know what a liege is.
I think it's the opposite of a lord.
My peasant?
No.
There's no way of knowing.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan and Rumco, New York, New York.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Okay.
It's time.
It's time. I think it's time.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it or do you want me to say it?
I think you should.
Okay. Basically, Connor and I have been getting a lot of DMs recently that we were shouted out on a podcast, on Tim Dillon's podcast.
Timmy.
Yes, Tim. Tim is a comedian. Super funny. Yeah. Did you watch the clip of us being shouted out?
I have a lot of trouble like hearing myself being talked about, period. Like if it's good or bad, especially in real time. I could watch something about me from 8 months ago or a year ago, but like it happening so soon after, I couldn't bear.
I was not planning on watching it.
Yeah.
And then Ryan was like, no, you really need to, because I think maybe like he thought I would maybe cry live or something.
So are you gonna cry on the show,
No, I don't think it's cry worthy.
Okay.
We'll watch it, but
I love Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
I think it's a compliment overall.
He's a friend of ours.
Have you met him?
No, but I feel like we're friends.
Okay.
He's really close with Jack too.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll.
It is a little tough to watch.
Why?
He's being nice. But
let's watch it.
Okay. Oh, I have a stomach.
Be influencers explaining what it is to be an influencer. It is truly one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Okay, so far so good.
Yeah.
Recommend it highly.
Okay, are we done? We can stop there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That feels good.
So awesome. So far so good. So
thank you guys for sending us that.
Three influencers, and this is from our. It's an excerpt from our episode.
Yeah.
Average fashion blogger Courtney.
Right. Okay.
And he says that it's.
Do you want to keep going?
I'm picking up that you don't want to keep going.
That was just perfect.
That's bliss.
Yeah.
I think it's important to keep going. To be present and feel where we are in this. The
tough part is watching us, I think.
That's horrible for me. But I do watch every week when we leave, when we get this episode tonight,
and
I watch it.
I can't.
I sit and watch it.
I can't watch.
Okay. I guess let's watch a little bit more.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Someone hasn't asked me that in so long also, so that should... I'll just be like, I don't know, I'm just like a lazy piece of shit. And then I run away.
Yeah. It goes back and forth between like, I work in social media, which is not... Have we ever formed a sentence?
No,
it's disgusting.
Yeah, but like I feel like when you say
what
like
is there
I work
even
in social
to
media,
react
people
to?
Are thinking like behind the scenes, like you work for Instagram
and the likes.
Kind of, I don't know, but I never know what to say.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I turn around and I'm like, well, what do you do?
Right.
Yeah, no, I lie. I basically lie. but.
Is that Tim laughing?
Oh, I say I do consulting, and then no one ever asks another question.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good.
You could, because everybody consults. Mm-hmm. You know, like you consult.
I guess in a way. Actually, what does consulting mean?
It means to offer your services.
Pause that for a minute.
Or advice.
It's just great.
It's informative.
Okay, let's
pause here. What is consulting?
So far, so good.
Right.
It's just the anticipation of. Listening to what we're saying, and then you know you listen and you're like, wow, we really aren't saying that much.
Right.
And like 30 seconds passes and we're like, well, yeah. So, yeah. And when we, you know, and then we're like, yes. And I'm like, we're getting thrown into the shark pit.
What's cool is that like a clip like that, I could watch and be like, that was stupid and there was no comedy in that. And then another person could be like, that was good.
You know what? I need one of these Tim Dillon laughs.
Yeah.
Cody has one.
Yeah.
Cody's got this good like
yeah, wheeze. Yes.
Like I'm just going to start faking that actually.
Okay. Sounds good.
If you say something funny.
Okay, buckle.
Or even if it's just like weird. Like a weird transition,
okay.
I'm just going to laugh to fill the space.
That sounds great. Okay, buckle up. Yeah.
Really?
It's not bad. It gets a little rockier.
Okay, let's roll the clip.
Okay.
It's a great, the woman asked the question, hey, what is that?
I hadn't thought about that in a while.
This is what's great about these people. They're unashamed to just go, what is consult? I don't know
what
it is. Mm-hmm. I hear it. Mm-hmm. People do it. Yeah. But I don't know what it is.
It's just pure salt of the earth.
It's just kind of amazing. Here, and watch this, because now they credit the one in these two credit the one in the middle for, I believe, inventing comedy on the internet.
This part's bad.
They credit her for inventing.
Everyone's a consultant.
This part's
all
me.
I'm not kidding around. The next thing is they credit this woman in the middle for starting comedy on the internet. No, I swear to God.
Oh, how many people are on this?
Guys.
Oh, no. I hope we didn't lose all that.
So the power went out. Mm-hmm. I think it was due to...
It was Vecna.
Vecna?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You know Vecna, of course. Vecna's the new Stranger Things monster.
Oh, see...
Vecna's here. Are you experiencing any headaches?
No, I don't. I haven't seen even like an ounce of. Ooh.
That's Vecna. Yes, Vecna. Vecna is here in studio today as
a special
guest. The power did go out
because of our boy Vec. Because
Vecna, and in combination with, I think, the crippling embarrassment that we were feeling. So we will move on.
I haven't watched any Stranger Things. Have you watched Stranger Things? Are you watching it?
Of course, Connor.
Whoa, really?
I love Stranger Things. I just finished. Yesterday when I was doing my juice cleanse, I sat on the couch all day, juiced, and watched.
Juiced up.
Watched Stranger Things. And the thing about Vecna that's really interesting is Vecna can attack you via mind control. So he kind of just gets into your mind and causes hallucinations. And then eventually you'll kind of just like suspend into the air. Your limbs will kind of crack open and your eyes will just kind of fall out of your head. And then you'll die. Kind of just like easy as that. But you know what can bring you back from Vecna's
what
grip?
What?
Your favorite song. If I play, if you're
that's
currently.
That's the scene that I keep seeing all
yeah,
over Twitter.
Yes, it's all over TikTok. It's the newest trend. If you're being possessed by Vecna right now, I could remove you from that headspace of you being possessed by Vecna by playing your favorite song to get you back to reality. So what's your song that would free you from Vecna's grip?
I don't know.
Really? I know mine in 1 second.
What is it?
3090 from Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Andrew Garfield version. Can I? I did this thing. There's this like third-party Spotify website, and it can tell you your most listened to songs of all time since you've had Spotify. So I think for me, that was like senior year of high school, which is probably like, is that 10 years ago? No. Not at all. Like 8?
Let's not get into all of the numbers.
Get into the nitty gritty. But can I read you my top 5 all time?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
This is from Spotify?
This is like a third party Spotify app.
How do they know what you have been listening to?
You log in through Spotify.
So it is from your spot. I only got Spotify.
It's from Spotify.
End of sophomore
year. But it's like
not,
I'm not finding these stats on Spotify. I'm telling you, I've had Spotify since high school.
Whoa.
And these are my top 5.
I heard about Spotify my sophomore year of college. For the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had it senior year. Okay. Number one.
Can't stop licking on my microphone thing today.
Number one.
Yeah.
3090, yeah. Which I started listening to in December 2021,
yeah.
Which is when the movie came out, Tick, Tick, Boom. Number two, Soothing Wave Sounds,
yeah.
Which I've listened to every night since I've had Spotify.
Yeah.
So think about how many times I must have listened to 3090 for it to surpass Soothing Wave Sounds.
Sure.
Number three. Any guesses?
Roar by Katy Perry.
No. Crocodile Rock by Taron Egerton, the Rocket Man version of Crocodile Rock.
Good song, both jungle themed, so I feel like I was on track.
Okay. Number four.
Vienna.
No.
Billy Joel.
Not. It's not Vienna.
Is it Stir Fry by Migos?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Sleep Refreshed. That's another beach sound.
Oh, I would... Okay, so like a white noise.
Yeah.
Cool.
Number five, Dreamy Beach Sample.
So that's also...
Mm-hmm. Do you want number six?
Yeah.
Waves for Dreaming. All time.
Cool.
All time.
Yeah, that's...
All time.
They have apps that you don't have to listen to because they have an app called White Noise App, mm-hmm. and it has all the different frequencies of sounds. And I love the frequencies that they have. So I used to, in college, listen to, you know, white noise. That's what you hear. But also, it's endless. And it works with your phone to be like, we can taper this off at a certain hour, or we can go all through the night. And it does that. And your phone goes into airplane mode, and it plays in the background. So you could do that instead of playing on Spotify if it ever... Does yours stop?
I don't... No, not really. But I've been playing it from my Alexa, and I think Alexa is... getting it from my Spotify. Oh my God, the craziest thing happened to me last
night.
I
really want to show you these different frequencies really quick.
Okay.
And see what you think.
Yeah, of
course. So this is what a white noise sounds like.
I cannot do that. I need ocean
so a a white noise just sounds like Kid Rock. It's just Kid Rock playing one of his shows.
Huh. I hate that.
And then, well, hang on. Then I started listening to pink noise.
That's closer to waves.
Which sounds really awesome to me, but it's consistent. And then there's also, well, there's going to be blue noise, which sharp.
More like rain.
Sharp.
More like rain.
Yeah, and then there's, of course, violet noise.
Duh.
Too sharp
Hating
for me.
That, yep.
And then the one that I fell in love with, brown
that
noise.
That is total waves.
Brown noise.
Yeah.
So that's what I sleep to now, and you're going to see that it's favorited here. That's my numero uno. I love that so much. I was going to say something, and it was really, really, really important about why we even started on this conversation. Oh, Stranger Things. So I haven't seen any Stranger Things episodes, and forgive me for speaking out of turn.
It's okay.
But I did the same thing with Euphoria. Like, my favorite thing to do, actually, it's either my favorite thing to do because I do it all the time, or I really want to stop doing it because I can't.
You're picking it apart.
I find plot holes.
I know.
I mean, I'll find plot holes in...
You have
movies
seen
that
it.
Are intentionally plot hole
right,
filled.
Right.
Ella Enchanted.
Can I guess what the plot hole you're thinking of is?
Yeah.
Is it just like the kids are seeking out this danger, just like move?
Well, I don't know because I haven't seen it. So
right.
That's why I'm saying forgive me for speaking out of turn. But when I see this clip of this girl rising into the air and they're like, oh, what? It's like shit happens every single day in your little town. Like, why are you even shocked that she's floating?
Right.
Like, so I was saying.
I would say just move.
I'd be like, yeah, get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, tell your parents, hey. Our friend was floating today. Like, can we please move to, like, Reno, even?
Yeah.
Like, anywhere. Like, let's just have, like, a normal... Let's have a normal summer.
I do think it's unrealistic
tired.
That there are so many kids just dying
right.
left and right,
right
only in this town.
Come on.
And the parents are like, I love
Come on.
My roots in this town.
Yeah, we can't move because I have a really... I'm really enjoying my pickleball group that
I
play pickleball with.
I agree that's a plot hole, but, like, at the end of the day...
You know, it's like when she...
It keeps the show going. You know?
I know. I guess I'm so
you
sorry
have to
for not
your disbelief.
I like this, like I like the
You would totally love Vecna.
Really? He seems like kind of my type.
He's so great.
You know what show I have been watching, which I really want you to start watching?
Can I say one last thing about Stranger Things and then I want to hear about your show?
Stranger Things. You emphasize that.
Stranger Things. I'm just
Stranger
gonna say
things.
One more thing about Stranger
You emphasize
Stranger
the things of that. I would say Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, you say it. I'm saying Stranger Things.
Stranger
Things. No, now I'm saying it like you. Stranger Things. You
said, I do that with
Stranger
Sally
things.
Dar, too.
Stranger Things.
Sally Dar.
Stranger Things.
How do you say Sally Dar?
Sally Dar.
Sally Dar?
Sally Dar.
It's hard. The one
My
last
dad
thing-
says four-wheeler.
Oh.
Red Bull.
Uh-huh. It's so tough to figure out what is right and what is wrong when it comes to words.
Recycling.
Because there is no right and wrong.
Recycling.
Bringing us back for 1 second. Can you guys pull up a picture of Jonathan from Stranger Things, played by Charlie Heaton? This guy, one of the main guys in Stranger Things, we talk about how he kind of looks like Harry Styles as a society, but we don't talk about how he looks like the child of Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson if you were to put them in a morph app. Do you see that? Like, it looks like they had a baby.
Yeah, I don't know what Louis Styles looks like.
No, Louis Tomlinson and
Not
Harry
Louis
Styles.
Tomlinson.
Like,
Oh,
that
yeah.
Louis.
Oh, man, I forgot about him.
Yeah. It looks like they had a baby. Don't
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, for sure. He looks like, to me, a hacky sack. But like a hacky sack that you found. Like, you really don't know whose it is. Like, you found it in the quad.
He just, to me, like, is their love child, which is crazy. Because do you know in the One Direction community, like, there were probably half of us who were just diehard about Louis and Harry being in love?
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, they were called Larry Shippers.
Oh.
And I would say if
setting her up,
we were to
setting
get
yourself up for failure there.
If we were to get the statistics, I would say that a couple that the most fan fiction is written about would be them.
Interesting.
I don't have access to those resources, but I would bet my life on it. What show are you talking about?
I'm trying to think of one other thing that this man looks like because I'm really good
Love Child.
Lewis Thomason confirms that Larry Shippers ruined his deep friendship with Harry Styles.
Yeah, it like fucked up the community. So many things happened.
Because they're like hanging out one-on-one and they're like...
I mean, they just have to like fully stop hanging out one-on-one because it was ridiculous. That's photoshopped.
Oh.
But it was it truly rippled the entire community. Hmm. The Larry Shippers.
That's
a
damn shame.
I'm anti because they were just like...
Why ruin a good thing? Yeah. Well, people have so much time.
People have so much time and like... Yeah. But that's okay, I guess. Like, believe what you want to believe.
What was I just...
You were talking about another show.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I was just watching some show where they all are doing fan fiction about their teachers. Oh, AP Bio.
I did that.
AP Bio.
What's
that? The first episode of the first season. It has the guy from, I never remember his name, but he's the main character, one of the main characters in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Danny DeVito?
No. I can't remember his name, but he wrote this show and it's really good. But it opens up. Glenn Howerton has a show, AP Bio, and the first episode of the first season is all of the students writing fan fiction getting caught.
They got caught?
Yeah, and like the teachers all are reading through it.
My worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Me and my friends would play this game in high school where we would write like different places or people and teachers especially on little pieces of paper, crumple them all up, put them in a hat, pick three out, and then have to write a fan fiction.
Like
about,
an ad-lib?
About, yeah. And then,
oh, that's kind of
sexy.
But
it was like fan fiction.
It's kind of sexy. If all my teachers growing up didn't look like they were melting, then I probably would be pretty horny for them too.
I had some hot teachers.
Oh my god.
I just remembered this last night. I was in love with one of the subs at my school. And do you remember that love calculator?
Yeah.
That had a grip on all of us. On just like anything. You would Google love calculator and you would put a name in it. And I put in me.
Yeah.
And this teacher's name while we were in the computer lab and he was subbing. And he saw it. But we were like a 99% love match. So I had convinced myself, I think I kind of wanted him to see it on purpose. I think that's
you
actually what
9/11.
Happened. I think I left it. I know.
You did 9/11.
Stop, don't bring that up.
Nightmare.
What does that have to do with my love calculator?
I don't know, because it feels like this reality that you're creating for yourself, manifestation, is so powerful.
It's so powerful. He didn't fall in love with me, though. And then one time I sat on my phone and I emailed him just like a bunch of random letters.
Oops, was that me?
Oh, my sat on my phone.
You know what term I just coined last week? Nut dial.
Okay.
Because I also sit on my phone, but I don't wear underwear.
Right.
And so I didn't butt dial you. It was my balls.
That's awesome.
That's good merch. Nut dial?
Possibility. Yeah, nut dial. A good sweater I could knit you.
My bad. I'm freeballing. I nut dialed you.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What? The show Barry. That's what I was going to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I did try watching Barry. I love Bill Hader.
Yeah, Bill Hader. There's something about these people. Oh, did I tell you about Barry already? Anyways, I don't know. I'm finally on season three.
It's
so good, but it's just weird to see people in serious roles that are funny.
I know.
I think I said that before on here, but it's really good.
I need to pick it up.
Highly suggest if you want like a show that you can watch three episodes in a night and not like have to chase it with something funny before you go to bed,
because
it's too dark. Also,
they're taking Criminal Minds off Netflix. Is that what you were going to say?
What?
They're taking Criminal Minds off Netflix. Is
no,
that what you were going
to
say?
I'm going to say one more thing and then I'm going to hand you over.
That's it. That's all I need to say. That's all I need to say.
To pay your specs or
No, I don't even need to talk about it. It's
or
hard.
Put a hex on Netflix.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, and once again, I'm here to ask you to watch What We Do in the Shadows. At least the episode with Nick Kroll in it.
I'll do that.
I watched that on the plane yesterday. It's so freaking funny. If you want a show that that a lot of people have never heard of, that's really funny. And it's about vampires.
It's on
which
Netflix
I know you
now,
love,
right?
Because you love Edward Scissorhands and...
Edward Cullen.
Bella Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
Those two.
Yes.
You love them.
Edward, I don't
know. Oh,
love
it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. It's so, so good. And no one in it is really famous. And I know they're not famous because one of the main guys was just in a Progressive commercial. So
cried watching it.
It's really funny. It's on if you fly United ever, it's in the entertainment section if you want to watch a full season of something. I think it's pretty funny. But yeah, they're taking Criminal Minds off Netflix, so RIP.
It's just like, why do you want to lose my business?
It must be really expensive to hold on to. And they have
Hulu has it. Like, I'm taking my business elsewhere.
Well, Hulu probably bought exclusive rights to it, I imagine.
It's just they're selling out at what cost? Because they're losing me and so many other people in the community.
I don't know. Netflix is just really slacking.
It's really slacking. All of my favorite shows were once on Netflix, and I didn't appreciate it at the time. There was a time where Friends and The Office and New Girl all coexisted in harmony on Netflix, and that was the safest space in the world for me. And now they're mostly all gone.
You know what?
Huh.
I bought my grandma a TV this weekend,
mm-hmm.
Mimi, and I was like, what do you like to watch? And she's like, I like to watch, the news. And I was like, okay, show. Give me a show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to access the news besides on Snapchat Discover page or Twitter.
Right, right.
And I'm like, give me a show. And she likes these like three random shows. And I'm like, oh, shit. You got to get Peacock, unfortunately. You got to get Peacock.
I know.
That's no man's land.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Peacock. You suck. I hate
you. Is that really something you want to have said?
Yeah. Evil amongst us afoot. You got to get Peacock, you got to get Netflix, and unfortunately, oh no, I already said that. Peacock, Netflix, and Hulu. And then.
I think HBO Max is where most of.
And I like HBO Max. Well, I'm like, I encourage you to get HBO
for
Max.
For movies, especially.
But then this poor woman, I'm like, okay, we're going to cancel your. She's cable, And I was like trying to hook up the cable to the TV. I'm like, what in the world? I have to hook up this cable to this TV that has six HDMI cords, and I can't find where the cable then goes because we've nullified cable. And then I hooked up the cable, but I was like, you got to cancel cable because you're going to save so much money.
Yeah.
With
you're so brave.
Buying 9 streaming services. She's not, though, because they're all, if you want Hulu with live TV, it's $70 a month.
Well, what's the free version? Free.
$6 a month.
Yeah. I just
but
stuck
she
it
likes
up
the
with
news.
Ads.
She likes the news.
Can't you just download CNN, like on a Fire Stick?
This is sucking every piece of life out of me. I don't know, because I tried to set up the TV. It took me 4 hours. I was like, this is so hard.
I feel like all the apps are free.
Yeah, but you got to pay for a subscription.
Okay.
Anywho, Dad. Oh, wow. We should keep
moving. Did we ever transition from talking about Tim Dillon? No, of course not.
We've been on Tim Dillon, and we had...
And then the power went out.
Get a prescription for Adderall.
I know. Really scary. But we just moved on from that, clearly.
Yeah.
There's something else I did want to react to. There was a comment that someone left on our last episode that like, of course, I could not for the life of me understand what this person could possibly be trying to say.
Okay.
And I think it would be really fun to try to figure that out
together.
Let's
do it. Is this it?
Let me tell you in 1 second once I put my glasses on. Yes. Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay. I listened to the podcast for the mental fog. Okay, stopping you right there.
Hmm.
Their mental fog, or we're creating a mental fog? They have mental fog, or we have mental fog?
We have mental fog,
okay.
Certainly. I can't speak on behalf of Wire Marrow.
Okay, I think Wire Marrow is listening because we have mental fog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
When Brooke leads, I usually place a bowl under my mouth to catch the drool draining from my hanging mandible as my brain fuses to my skull. Good or bad? Compliment or insult?
I don't know. I was just going to do that laugh
right.
That I said I was going to do this, this episode. Ooh, I'm seeing stars.
I'm thinking insult. Like, I'm so mind-numbingly stupid that their brain is fusing to their skull and they're drooling. That's what I'm getting. Are you getting that?
I don't know. Because they followed up with, I love this episode. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I love this
one.
Episode. Connor brings concentrated energy, effort, and alertness. Brooke seems to take on the role of adenoidal audience surrogate that parrots with inflection and loose-minded sidebar. I think everyone's calling me stupid. Good. At oh. Exhibiting the characteristics. What was it? What was it?
Read it right, but I think go I back. Saw the word snoring.
Yeah, cool. Exhibiting the characteristics such as snoring, mouth breathing, and voice nasality of one affected with abnormally large adenoids. Do you think I sound like Fran from The Nanny? Because
mm-hmm.
I've gotten that before.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Should I get surgery?
No. Great show, by the way. I used to watch The Nanny almost
one
every day.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think
really
I'm
going
to go as Fran for Halloween.
You should. You really wouldn't even have to do that much.
Yeah, I love her. But I...
Like, high heels.
Okay, what I'm getting from today is that people think you, like, you're, like, so sharp and on it, and I'm your stupid sidekick. And I'm being dead serious.
No, I've never in my life gotten concentrated energy, effort, and alertness. Actually, I've gotten needs to be put in a facility to be studied because it's crazy watching these neurons fire. I've never gotten that.
I think I'm going to make my Instagram bio adenoidal audience surrogate that parrots with inflection and loose-minded sidebar.
Awesome combo for a memorable podcast. Thank you, Wire Marrow.
Wire Marrow and Tim have a lot in common, and that thing is...
No, I think that...
Loving you, and that's fine. Different strokes for different folks.
No, I think that it's a compliment. Mm-hmm. It's a compliment.
Yang, yang, yang,
well,
yang.
I think...
Well, I'd rather not be the stupid sidebar.
But stupid and loose-minded sidebar here, this person is saying that it adds a lot of substance.
I would just rather add it in a
Or else it would just be,
way.
You know, my concentrated energy, effort, and alertness. And
so jealous of your
yawn.
Alertness.
I know. It's really tough to just stay on track all the time. That's what I have to kind of reel you in
mm-hmm.
off of your stupid sidebar.
Anyway, I thought that was, I don't know if funny is the right word, but I thought it was notable.
I actually appreciate that comment because it's just
I think it was
brutally
at the
honest.
End of the day, I think we are being complimented
yeah.
here, but at what cost?
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
You know.
There was something we have to eat today.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so last week we tried the pickle... With the
that was really good.
And I'm gonna try because we got the clip back for this section of that we put on TikTok, and it was like, I looked like I was stoned. My sentence was, "So we got a message about a pickle." So I'm gonna bring some concentrated energy, effort, and alertness to this.
And I'll be on the side here with some adenoidal parroting, if you don't mind
and
at all.
And stupid subtitles.
Being a stupid little girl,
stupid little dummy with your crown. Lady E. Okay, so last week we tried someone's favorite hangover food, and it was a pickle rolled in ranch dressing and then topped with crushed up hot Cheetos. And this week we asked you guys for a bunch of tips on weird, disgusting foods that we are going to try on the podcast. So this week we're doing a weird food combo, and that food combo was two simple ingredients. Vanilla ice cream and soy sauce.
Yes.
And we have them in front of
Thank
us now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And let me just say, I have no doubt in my mind this is going to be delicious.
No, yeah.
Like, it's the perfect sweet and salty combination. To me, this is no different than dipping a French fry in a milkshake.
Soy sauce and vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
What God creation is this? Okay.
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 Is there like a certain amount of soy sauce that we should be... putting onto the
soy sauce and vanilla
okay.
ice cream.
Oh,
jeez,
oh,
we're
okay.
drenching this.
In the comments said to try it. Stages of
oh, she hates it. Okay,
well,
cool.
Here you go. I love vanilla ice cream. It's got to be my number one for me.
I think a vanilla shake is to die for.
Do you need help opening that?
No. Thank you. Tell me when to stop.
Okay. Kind of spread it out. Yeah.
Ew. That is smelling exactly like soy sauce.
Okay. Ooh, my turn. My favorite thing to do in the morning.
Wait, all of a sudden I'm not thinking I want it. Sorry, go ahead.
My favorite thing to do in the morning is just have my green drink that I have on Wednesdays and then have soy sauce and dairy with 3 cups of coffee. Ooh, holy shit. All right.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Get a bunch of good.
I'm having cold
food. Okay, so we're going to take a bite of this. Just cheers, shall we? Come here.
I'm getting like a cold, like nauseous shiver. Okay, cheers.
Fuck it.
Horrendous. Oh, wait, no. Please don't throw up.
Oh, no, that whole time being quiet, it was...
Oh. Wow, okay, that was really, really,
was
really,
so
really,
good.
Really bad. Really bad. Oh, my God. That was so bad. What are you feeling right now?
Finding little bits of it.
Wow, worse than I could have possibly even imagined.
Oh, God.
That tasted like straight up...
Break it down.
Just like straight up soy with like just like a side of soy sauce. Like that was just, there was no ice cream in that. Just like sugary soy sauce. Melted, a soy sauce milkshake is what that tasted like. Just, but like not even, I would rather just have plain soy sauce, obviously. That was horrible.
I think what's insane about it is the way that it lingers.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it immediately covered every square inch of my mouth. And then when I tried to swallow, it was like I couldn't even, it was just more and more and more and more and more. And it's still there actually a little bit.
That was really like so
bad.
What
can I compare that to?
Nothing. That's the thing.
Wow. Just two simple ingredients. You'd be shocked.
Two simple ingredients can ruin you like that.
Do you want to try it again?
No, do you?
No.
Okay. Wow.
Well, thank you so much for your suggestions.
That's crazy. In summary, thought I was going to hate the pickle.
Loved
the pickle. Could go for one now, if at all possible. Two, thought this was going to be delicious. Foul. So you never know. You have to just get out of your comfort zone.
It's so important to get out of your comfort zone. And try new things.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways.
We can move on.
Yeah, let's move.
I wanted to tell you about something.
Yeah.
That I'm going to butcher because it's about science. I saw this thing on Twitter that Hank Green tweeted.
Yeah.
That kind of blew me away. It was this story about this guy who was feeling so, so sick.
Yeah.
Went to the hospital.
Yep.
They did a scan.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer all over his body.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So they biopsied the cancer because they were like, what is this? It's all over. We haven't really seen anything like it.
Yeah.
They biopsied it, still had never, couldn't figure out what it was, had never seen anything like it.
Sounds like lymphoma.
No, and so cancer is made up of you and your cells. So they were able to figure out that this cancer was not made up of this man's cells. It was foreign cells.
What?
So after months, this guy died like 2 days later, by the way, after they found this. But then months later, no. They figured out he had a tapeworm. And
oh,
the tapeworm.
That's sick in the head. You're going to bring up tapeworms right after we eat, like, genuinely.
That
like
tapeworm had cancer, and that cancer colonized outside of the tapeworm's body and into this guy's body.
What?
And the tapeworm's cancer killed the guy. Like, the guy didn't have cancer. The tapeworm had the cancer.
This is...
How insane is that?
This, like, podcast... First... This is just, like, not the space to bring in a tapeworm conversation. This is the first known report of a person becoming...
Isn't that
that's
insane?
Just like one more thing, like, you know when you are like absolutely positive that you have a tumor?
Yes.
Like once a week?
Yes.
Now I'm like, do I have a tapeworm, and does the tapeworm have cancer? Now I'm worried that my tapeworm's healthy. Are you You healthy
in
there?
I don't think you have a tapeworm.
I know, but if I get a tapeworm, I want it to be like the most fit tapeworm.
I think this is like the most rare thing. Like, this was the first guy it's ever happened to. I don't know how many cases there's been
since. The man had HIV. Yeah, it weakens the immune system and likely played a role in a lot of the development of the parasite.
Yeah, that's cancer. True. That's true. So I think you're okay.
Okay, so what I'm gathering here is that you want to take care of your body because as a host, you want to be a good host to whatever worms.
That's so important.
You may
Southern hospitality.
Derive.
Yeah.
Southern. I'm from Texas.
Yes.
So I want to make sure if I'm hosting a tapeworm, he's eating good. We're getting sweet green for lunch. Uh-huh. We're going to keep you healthy.
Take care of yourself, not for you, but for whoever could be living
inside
and whatever could
Jesus
be living inside
H, you. That is absolutely that's bone chilling.
I knew that would bone chill you.
Oh, I hate that. Mm-hmm. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that.
I knew you would.
Ugh.
Uh-huh.
Just like we're back to back just like horrific things after the soy sauce ice cream combo.
I had to follow with some tapeworm.
I'm sorry to, this is just like not going to be on our radar at all today.
Okay.
But I was... Oh my god. I remember I've been watching that show on Netflix. I think it's Apple TV. Prehistoric Planet.
Never even heard.
Okay, so I've said it before. I love these shows. I used to watch this thing on the airplane where it's like Life After Dark and it's like these shows where it's like Planet Earth-esque shows. I love those. And this one's Prehistoric Planet and it's all CGI and it's insane. If you have like a decent TV, you're going to get chills. You're watching this. Like, I just found out. Can we play the clip? Can you type in the clip? Prehistoric Planet T-Rex swimming. So we found out that they've done all this science, and they found out that T-Rex, they found out all these things from just the bones and the DNA. T-Rexes couldn't swim, like, really, really well, even though they were giant and had no arm or little arms, little baby arms, because their bones were hollow.
Huh.
So check this. This is like one of the opening scenes of the first episode.
How does hollow bones make you a good swimmer?
Because they it makes you buoyant.
Oh, you're
same
so
way
smart.
Birds can fly. So we'll watch this. Oh, geez, it's gonna be way in here. Could T-Rex really swim? Oh, and it's obviously narrated by David Attenberg.
Obviously.
Look at this.
Oh.
And look at its babies.
But like all of the dinosaur behavior, I love picturing you watching this alone.
Oh, I'm eating this up. Sitting there with my soy sauce and ice cream just vegging out.
Where
on the
are
couch.
They?
Well, wherever Pangaea was, I'm sure. Oh, anyways, we can stop. They're going to eat this big dead turtle, 2,000 pounds.
Oh, my God.
First, he has to flip it over.
It's
the dad. The dad takes care of the kids in the T-Rex family.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but...
Love that representation.
Yeah.
All families are different.
Stay-at-home dad, mom's probably off hunting and gathering.
Love that.
Go figure.
Love that.
We really need to get back to that.
Thank you for that.
Really need to get back to our roots.
It is anyways. So crazy to believe dinosaurs really existed.
Oh, and they did.
I know.
What was I going to tell you about this? Shoot. Oh, so I'm watching this show, and I'm thinking about this tapeworm now. And I'm thinking... Oh, bummer. Like, all these tapeworms are like, yeah, our buddy has cancer. Like, the tapeworm obviously died, too.
You mean all the...
Not to feel bad for the tapeworm.
Do you think obviously. The tapeworm had buddies inside that guy's body that didn't have cancer?
I don't think you get one tapeworm. I think you get tapeworms. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Well,
it's a possibility.
He was born, so his brothers and whatever.
Yeah, oh, no. I think he's maybe born outside of the body and then... Do you swallow a tapeworm? There are tapeworms for sale.
I really don't want to talk about tapeworms.
To get
I was just thinking, you know, like he gets sick. In the animal kingdom, same way, what you don't see in that scene. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, if you're going to watch Prehistoric Planet episode one of those babies does get eaten by this like giant swimming lizard.
That is horrendous.
And it's a damn shame, but you find out that 2/3 of T-Rex spawn actually end up dying in the first year.
I can't believe how much you retained from that.
And they usually have like 15 to 20 pups, is what they call them. But so I'm just thinking about the animal kingdom and this tapeworm and how like being the most fit, survival of the fittest, is not about going to Equinox. It's not about eating healthy. It's literally about genetics. You're all in the, what a huge effing bummer it would be to be the least fit Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like, loser. Like, you just picked the short straw. That would suck.
Yeah.
You can't work any harder. It's not like the T-Rex is going to go do squats.
Right. I think it's different in T-Rexes than it is with humans, probably.
What?
But we don't really have to worry
about it. Do you think monkeys, like, say that there was a group of monkeys, orangutans or something, And they were like, yeah, our buddy's like really out of shape. Do you think they'd be like, maybe you should do some pull-ups?
It's a good question. I'm not super familiar on the dynamics of orangutan fitness, but it's incredibly possible. You bring up a good point. That's something.
I'm just wondering if they have the same mindset, because like this guy's not going to be able to get chicks to, I mean, girls, monkey girl, monkey girl.
Women.
Hook up.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be able to hook up because he's not in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think they're like, bro.
Also, good shape is probably a societal construct that exists in humans and not apes.
And give me some, because, and we're going to circle back. I'm looking at your crown now. It actually used to be more attractive
to be
overweight, because it means you could feed yourself and you could buy expensive things.
Let's bring that back. Speaking of bringing things back. Yes, I'd like to bring that back.
Yeah, because that means you could drink and be merry and then overeat and be like,
I'm healthy and I'm having a good time.
Come get some of this.
Yeah. And yeah, I would like that to be honest.
So I took the role of stupid sidebar today off of your hands. So now you don't have to stress about it.
You mean adenoidal parroting?
Yeah, you could take my concentrated energy, effort, and alertness.
It's like I wish I could, but at the end of the day, that's just not who I am.
Why don't you take another bite of your ice cream?
No, thank you. That's really nice to offer though. I will tell you about something else.
What?
We talked a little bit last week about that whole Liam Payne drama, about him going on Jake Paul's podcast.
From
One Direction.
Yep, 1D.
I wasn't really up to date on that because it had just come out.
Yep.
But now I've watched. And I mean, the level of delusion you have to think that you were kind of the face of One Direction as Liam is quite horrifying, to be honest. Because did you even know who Liam was? Right. So it's kind of scary. But people on TikTok are commenting on how Liam gives the same energy as Matthew Morrison, which is so true. And are you up to date on all that Matthew Morrison controversy with So You Think You Can Dance?
You told me he issued an apology, right, for texting
So he got fired.
One of the contestants?
He got fired due to inappropriate conduct. And we didn't know what the inappropriate conduct was. And there were a lot of rumors spreading. So Matthew, who to me, there is no difference between Matthew Morrison and the character he played on Glee, Mr. Schuster, who was just like incredibly inappropriate with his students. No difference. That's Matthew Morrison. He made a statement that I just want you to watch.
Okay.
Unprompted.
Matthew Morrison addresses the allegations. His comments are off on Instagram.
Yes. And at this point, we didn't exactly know what the allegations were, and he's able to bring this to light for us.
It's really unfortunate that I have to sit here and defend myself.
Really unfortunate.
And my family. Against blatantly untrue statements made anonymously, but I have nothing to hide. So in the interest of transparency, I will read to you the one message that I wrote to a dancer on the show. Hey, it's Matthew. If you don't mind, would love to get your number and talk you through some things.
Pause.
The end.
I love the phone drop. Would love to talk you through some things. Throws the phone on the ground. Like, if you're trying to clear your name, that's like you're not doing it. Because that message didn't sound super innocent to me. Like, if you're a judge, you should know by now, you've been in the industry a long time, you don't text the contestants of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
it's Matthew.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah. You just, like, should know that. And so this isn't an apology at all to me. It's just, and I don't think he's even trying to make an apology. But it's just, like, the most absurd, like, defense that I've ever.
It's really stuck up. Like, of him to be like, I can't believe I have to
defend myself against sending flirty text messages to a contestant. But we live in this disgusting world where that's not appropriate. So,
yeah, no, I agree. But I also think, given like the context of him being a judge on the show is weird.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if he was a host and that was the case and that was all that message out of context, I don't think he's very flirty.
Captain Morgan's sweet chili lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's sweet chili lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's sweet chili lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat.
Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I just think like the act of texting a contestant and like being who he is. No, I don't offense.
I don't think it's given his personality.
And
I think him being fired from the show is just them covering, like, they're like, all right, we don't want to deal with this. It's just like, we're going to get backlash.
Also, like,
I don't think it's grounds for terminating.
I can't help but think there's like, there's more.
There must be.
There must be more.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, if that was it, I think that's because it's picking up in the press.
Listen to his excuse, though.
I don't know.
I sent this because this dancer and I both share a mutual respect for a choreographer that I've known for over 20 years, and I was trying to help her get a job as a choreographer on the show.
Ooh.
It's devastating that we live in this world where gossip rules and people's lives are being thrown around as clickbait.
I agree with that.
I think this is much bigger than me and this story. Gossip is toxic and it is destroying our society, and we need to do better. And in no way do I want this to take away from the show, because dance has always been a unifying and healing modality. And I genuinely wish all the contestants and my fellow judges all the best.
Okay, you're feeling sympathetic.
I think anything where someone in a place of power is like, I was just trying to help her get a job. I'm like, that's like, maybe talk to your publicist and
reword that. You know this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's it. Just like, that was so...
I think like...
The energy in that is just
if
so
he would just
toxic.
Own it and not be just like really weird and butthurt about it, I think he could be like, that was inappropriate. I apologize.
Right.
Like,
no.
Shouldn't have gone about it in that way. But he was just like, I don't know. Like, really, really, really.
He's just scary. If I saw him in Whole Foods or something, like, I would.
He'd take you to somewhere and then eat your butt cheek.
I mean, he wouldn't get the chance because I'd be truly fight or flight would kick in. Mm-hmm. Like, that is my worst nightmare, is like him being under my bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Mine's Ezra Miller.
Yeah, I get that. Totally. It's like same vibe, just like total destruction.
Yeah.
That's it. That just like.
You know what he could have probably used?
Soy sauce and ice cream?
Maybe, as punishment. But he should have gotten this new iOS update that allows you to unsend text messages. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Are you pro or anti?
Depends what time of day it is.
I'm so pro. The amount of times I send wrong messages to different groups,
I think like, that...
I'm going to get in serious trouble.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. For selfish reasons, I like it. But like, if you needed a paper trail for something, so you're texting your landlord or something, and he unsends his messages.
Well, you would still have it.
Huh?
Oh, you wouldn't still
have
it.
Yeah, if you unsend a message and you're trying to, unless you screenshot it, you know, like, but if you're trying to go back and timestamp something, you know, you wouldn't have it.
I guess just you have to screenshot everything immediately if you feel like you'll need it in the future.
I mean, how would you know? And you can also edit text. That's not what I said. Oh, it isn't? Oh. I feel like we're just messing with our noggins here.
I do want it because...
I think this is Gaslight Central.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I was gaslit recently, but I forget. Was it the bees?
Yeah.
I think it was something else, too. We can come back to that if it comes to
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. That was the whole reason that they won't update Twitter, is because they don't want people to be able to edit what they said in the past.
Right. And same with TikTok captions, which, like, there have been times I've had to fully delete entire TikToks because the caption was a little off.
Oh.
Which, like, that should be an easy fix. Mm-hmm. Much easier than a text message edit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but
I don't know either.
This is going to be a really funny transition because we have been all over the place today. I feel like our streamline has not been as streamlined as one would hope.
That's okay.
Yeah.
your focus and attention hasn't been, what is it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Your focus something hasn't been as sharp. That's fine.
No. Okay. I have one quick thing I want to touch on as we
partway
close out our day here. Austin Butler. Just quick, off the cusp, tell me what you think about Austin Butler. Hurry.
I don't know.
No thoughts?
No thoughts yet, because I haven't seen the Elvis movie, and that's truly the only thing he has to offer besides Zoe 101, iCarly, and this.
Like, no, he literally went
from Disney, Nickelodeon, immediately to Elvis. Like, no transition period.
Can we split screen really quick a picture of Austin Butler currently?
And the Sharpay movie. To be honest, the only thing I really knew him from, besides Zoe 101, was being Vanessa Hudgens' boyfriend.
Yeah, that was...
And now he's Elvis.
Can we split screen really quick a picture of him right now, and then a picture of Elvis?
You know who should have played Elvis?
Miles Teller,
I was just going to say.
What?
I mean, if he can act... Like, I don't think Taron Egerton looked anything like Elton John or Rami.
I disagree.
You think Taron Egerton looked like Elton John?
Young Elton John.
Rami looked like Freddie.
I'm so sorry if my brain is fried from all of the
that is my
Molly I do, but what is... This is just, like, the stupidest... Obviously, if he can act, it's just...
We don't know. We don't know.
I'm sure Austin's, like, a really cool dude. Mm-hmm. I don't get this whole thing he's doing recently. Every interview I see where he's like, he's been apparently like role playing as Elvis for a couple of years to get ready for this role.
Right.
But I think that it's kind of cool. Something I do like, because did you know that Harry Styles was originally casted for this?
He was in the talks. And that would have broken the world.
And the guy, I forget the guy's name, the director, was like, you're already famous. And like, I could do something with, I could mold this Austin Butler man into something, like, to make me more famous, I feel
also,
like.
I can't imagine Harry's voice becoming Elvis's voice. Like, cannot think of two different voices.
I'm just shaken to my core. But I do like the fact that I, like, don't have any expectations for Austin Butler to play this monumental role.
Right.
This is going to be a good movie.
I'm really excited to see
it. And you know what I'm excited about? I like these, like, old, I was watching Anthony Bourdain Places Unknown yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I have like the coolest TV lineup right now. I'm really excited about it.
That's awesome.
And he was exploring these like East Village, New York, and doing like all of these interviews with these like old like people like Blondie and all these people that came up in the East Village. And then I remembered our friend Toby Wallace is starring in this new show. Sex Pistols, or is it? It's just Pistol. I can't wait to watch that. And then this is just cool. It's like these historic times, just revisiting them and like getting actors to play them. It's kind of chilling.
I know.
And cool.
It is cool.
These icons that came up, and then we get to revisit and act like, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is cool.
And it makes me. Oh, I just wish movies didn't change me so much, because it's gonna make me want to become. This UK drifter living in the sewers and smoking.
Did you start
whatever
Pistol yet?
No, I'm going to watch it probably all at once.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see what you are next week.
Oh. Oi! Cigarette. I don't know.
Awesome.
Okay, I don't know what they...
Yes.
They're all British.
That's probably
it. And then one more thing. It's all right. We got an email from someone this morning. Early this morning. And this is actually so new that we didn't put it in the bullet points.
I'm excited about this one.
Hey, Brooke and Connor, how's it going? This is from, I can't pronounce your name. I absolutely put. I hate that the thing does that now.
Where is it?
It's the top bold one.
Oh, it's just like her last name.
I put absolutely no thought into what tattoos I put on my body. Example, 3 Harry Styles and 4 Taylor Swift tattoos. So I think y'all should pick out my next one. Draw something, write something, find something on Pinterest, anything. I will get it tattooed. You can tweet me or email me when you finish your design. Excited to see if y'all are up for the challenge. Oh, her name's Emma. Love, Emma. Oh,
thanks, Emma. How do you think she'd feel about a tapeworm?
Emma. No.
Yes.
Don't. I hate tapeworms.
But maybe Emma doesn't. They can't be all bad.
I hate tapeworms.
Okay, maybe Emma doesn't.
Oh, Jesus. That's exactly the image that I was expecting to see.
Okay, not a tapeworm, Emma. Not a tapeworm.
Oh, my God.
That's really, yeah, that is visually assaulting. It's bad. Okay, what are you thinking for Emma? Could it be a pickle and ranch and Cheetos? Or maybe soy sauce and ice cream? Or...
what about our 1 foot by 1 foot plot of land in Ireland?
So just a square?
Yeah, Squarespace.
The way you bring things back to the ads is really a talent. The Brooke and Connor logo?
Oh, what if she got... well, that's kind of a big tattoo, huh?
It is. I don't...
let me think for a second.
Can we noodle on it for a little bit? I don't want to just like... make an abrupt decision that's going to be on your body.
I think we should make an abrupt decision.
That's going to be on her body for
the rest
of her
life. We'll get
it
really small. She said she doesn't put much thought into her tattoos. I don't either.
Okay, what about our logo with a tapeworm like going around and around and around?
Let the tapeworm go.
And around and around.
Let the tapeworm go. What did we say several times today? Alert, attentive, stupid,
mandible?
Subbar, mandible, Amanda Bynes, Amanda Show, AmandaPlease.com.
Totally,
I'm
Kyle.
Gonna hit you over the head with this fish.
Oh my! I just like it's so hard to think.
Why
of
doesn't
spot.
She get a crown, a little okay. tiny crown for Lady and Lord?
What would Lord
B
be
and
a
C?
Like a staff, a cane, like a fancy cane?
I don't.
Maybe just a crown because you're a goddamn queen.
Well, no, it should be funny. It should be. Can you get our little icons really tiny on you? Is that possible? No, that's too much about us.
I don't like that. If it's just like, I don't know what you want from me right now because I can't think on the spot, even though that's my job. Can you? I'm going to have to keep saying
no.
I'm going to have to keep saying tapeworm. Can we tell her next week?
Yeah, next week. We'll come and the intro will
be
your tattoo.
We'll be thinking about this all week.
And it's not going to be a tapeworm. I'm actually getting like little stomach things right now because I'm...
you know what that probably is.
Mandible?
No, a tapeworm. Thank you guys so much
for
watching.
So much for listening and watching
and listening.
Cole Sprouse's ass.
Oh, I wanted to talk about Cole. That's what you should get tattooed is Cole Sprouse's ass. And I literally wanted to say, and I'm not being sarcastic at all, I think Cole Sprouse is one of the most brilliant minds of our generation. And we can end on that, and I'm not being satirical.
Okay, I agree. If you want to get Cole Sprouse's big old fat chunky booty. I probably shouldn't say big old fat chunky booty, but it is photoshopped into being a large ass.
Yeah. Which I love.
I do too.
Deeply.
I want to smack
that.
Out on your floor.
Well, seriously,
all right, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much for watching.
All right, good luck, Emma, getting that ass tat.
Ass tat.
That's kind of cool. Get a tape.
Thank you all
out
for listening. Go ahead and try some vanilla ice cream and soy sauce tonight. And we love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank
Email
you
us.
Guys.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.